Keep up to date with Kerry Business News. Follow In Business or K on Twitter.
You're very welcome back to In Business with Mary Gallagher. Now, Skillnet Ireland has published its 2021 results, and they are reporting an increase in supports to Irish businesses. And there was a high number of Kerry businesses that undertook the Skillnet Ireland courses. Well, to tell us more about this, I am joined on the line now by Tracy Donnery. She's Executive Director at Skillnet Ireland. Tracy, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Mary. We're delighted to be here. Thank you very much.
No problem at all. Look, Skillnet Ireland, you've published your 2021 results, and there was a big increase in supports offered to Irish businesses.
There was, and you know, 2021 was another excellent year for Skillnet, particularly, you know, given all of the challenges we've had with COVID, you know, for businesses and many other challenges. And we're really pleased that we've increased our support to businesses and workers right across the economy. You know, in 2021, we supported more than 22,500 businesses in Ireland and more than 86,000 people through a wide range of training and development and upskilling. And what was particularly positive for us also was the increase in investment in the investment in talent development. We've invested 60.2 million in 2021, which is up 17% on 2020. And what was really great about that was 37% of that was invested by companies themselves in the talent development for their employees. And I think that really shows great belief from businesses in the value and the impact of skills development for both their own business, but also for, you know, individual people in developing their own careers.
And what kind of areas then were a lot of the courses undertaken, and what kind of areas of business, I suppose, were they tackling?
The key areas that we saw learning and development in right across the economy were in digitization, climate change and business sustainability, management development, a wide range of areas. What's interesting is the number of companies and people who, in Kerry, for example, you might be interested in, is we'd 826 companies participating in training and development through Skillnet Ireland from Kerry, and 3,171 people. And the range of training that companies and businesses in Kerry was comparable to all of those nationally in the areas of digitalization and sustainability, digital marketing, food, agriculture, retail, fintech, engineering. I can see here that people undertook training in artificial intelligence and a wide range of specialist engineering programs. So there has been, right across the board, a great participation in learning and development, both at, you know, specialist technical type training, but also personal development and management development.
Looking at that increase in supports offered to businesses, I suppose, what do you think is behind that demand there from businesses? Maybe, you know, we're hearing the whole time there's a shortage of staff. Do you think, is it because, you know, businesses maybe are holding on to the people they have and upskilling them to maybe move up the food chain to fill vacancies?
I think it's the fast pace of change, and I think it's everything you've said there, but also the fact that there's such a fast pace of change for businesses that really, in order to keep competitive, what businesses need to do is ensure that their staff have the right skills and talent, particularly in terms of digitalization and, you know, whether it's increased automation or bringing their business online. That's a big area that we see great need for, right the way from relatively entry-level digital skills up to quite specialised things like artificial intelligence. You know, markets are changing. That, you know, increase in digitalization is bringing an awful lot of change where people need to be a lot more agile. And that also requires capabilities like critical thinking, being able to present, all that kind of personal development as well.
And yourselves in Skillnet Ireland, I suppose that shows the variety of kind of courses and training that you can provide, you know, everything from AI to, you know, food and agriculture.
Yeah, Skillnet Ireland has 70 Skillnet networks right the way across the economy, both specialised sectoral ones, but also mixed sector ones. You're probably aware of the two, you know, our Southwest Ganoe Skillnet and Southwest Kerry Skillnet. And what I did was I had a look to see, in terms of those businesses I mentioned who've based in Kerry, who have participated in the training, and companies availed of training with 60 different networks who are based in Kerry. So I think what's fantastic is the rise of online learning and access to virtual learning means that companies based anywhere in the country can avail of such a wide range of training. You know, we support businesses in agriculture, retail, construction, engineering, you know, nursing homes, healthcare, and many, many different areas. Aviation.
And I suppose, you know, you mentioned there because of that, I suppose the growth in online learning, do you see that then contributing, I suppose, to, you know, that increase and that continued demand, like this year even as well, in people wanting to take courses or businesses wanting their staff to take courses?
Yeah, I think it has greatly contributed because I think it makes a lot of the learning development more accessible for people anywhere in the country, but also accessible in terms of time, because people can learn and develop in their work time or in their own time. And I think that that brings that opportunity to engage with companies in a similar sector to, you know, there might be five companies in five different counties and they can learn together, but also share best practice and ideas. So it also drives innovation in a lot of the companies. We've also increased the range, the number of, you know, large and small companies that we support. The increased numbers of companies joining and people within those companies, I think, shows that Ireland and our Irish people are very much, you know, committed to lifelong learning and get great value from it and in developing new skills. Yeah, I think that it has been an excellent way of broadening out the opportunities and access to learning and development.
And Tracy, just before we finish, you mentioned there about the variety of networks that there are, some, I suppose, bunched by sector, others by the region. All the details of those are available on the SkillNet Ireland website.
Yes, all of those, the 70 SkillNet business networks, plus all of the learning development initiatives we have, you know, which also I think people would find interesting, which is our Climate Ready Academy, which is based in Limerick, has a wide range of training in sustainability. We also have a Mentors Work, which is provides mentoring for business owners. They're all available on the skillnetireland.ie website.
Okay. Well, look, Tracy, we're going to leave it there. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much.
Tracy Donnery there, Executive Director at SkillNet Ireland, telling us about the work of SkillNet Ireland and about their report for 2021, which showed a strong engagement by Kerry companies with SkillNet Ireland courses. Stay with us here on In Business. Coming up after the break, we'll have a show of betting with Pat Griffin live from Killarney Races. But then we'll be hearing about a showcase of startup businesses at the RDI Hub in Killorglin. Do stay tuned.
From the world markets to local entrepreneurs, In Business on Radio Kerry has you covered every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m.